Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Diana Furchtgott-Roth is our guest. Diana is a longtime Brain Trust member, former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor. She's the purveyor, the director of Economics21.org. It's an outstanding policy website I encourage you to check out. Also, she's a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, the author, co-author of Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young, brand new book out now. Diana, thanks again for being here. Quickly, real quick, we talked in the previous segment about the NLRB. That's where we are, folks. We're talking about the NLRB, and we're getting it out to their decisions out to Main Street any second now. But before we do that, you pointed out that the NLRB wants to allow unions to organize quickly, but not deorganize quickly. They want them to be able to form small entities inside of a group. If the majority don't elect to organize, but they don't want to do the same thing in the reverse in another organization, do they?
That's right, yes. So they want, for example, the shoe sellers at Bergdorf Goodman's to be able to form a union if the entire Bergdorf Goodman's store doesn't want to do it, or the cosmetics workers at Macy's if Macy's workers don't want to be unionized. But say a small group of workers inside General Motors or Ford want to leave the UAW, United Auto Workers. They don't want to let them do that. They don't want to make it quicker for them to leave the union.
This is the dishonesty that we're talking about, folks.
Right, and they say that they're in favor of workers. They're only in favor of workers when they want to join the union. They're not in favor of workers who want to leave the union.
Right.
It's like Roach Motel. You can get in, but you can't get out.
So, all right, let's move on and talk about some news, though. There's some more up-to-date news, and that's about the connection between corporations who hire firms to staff their operation. Tell us about that.
So basically, the government wants these workers who hire the independent contractors.
Right.
They want to make it harder for them to be independent contractors. And the Labor Department issued guidelines, not even a rule. A rule would be subject to comment and a 60-day waiting period. This is a guideline basically saying that it's much harder for them to hire individuals as independent contractors.
Right, because they want to connect the independent worker, the contractor or the temp worker. They want to connect them all the way up to the C-suite of the corporation that is the customer of that staffing company, and pull all them together and call them one for organization purposes, don't they?
Exactly, and that's to make it easier for them to unionize, and also that forces them into Obamacare. Makes it much harder for them not to have Obamacare.
So they're trying
to bring everyone back to the 1930s New Deal model.
Now, let's get this out on Main Street, Diana. So you're a staffing company. You have a temp company. Or how about this? One of your customers is a temp company. And all of a sudden, a company says, you know, they buy a factory, or they build a factory, or they build a unit, or a warehouse, or whatever, and they call your customer or your staffing company and say, we want you to operate this for us with your people, and we'll contract with you to do all that. And so look at the business that your small business just got, your staffing company just got. Look at the business your staffing company customer just got. Well, the NLRB is wanting to mess up that whole relationship, isn't it?
The actually Labor Department. This is the Department of Labor that issued these guidelines a month or so ago. They want to be able to go in and say, these people are not independent contractors. They are employees, and you should be paying them benefits, and you should be putting them on your health plan.
Mm-hmm.
But these independent contractors often do not want that because benefits are about 30% of salary. So they would have to often take a cash pay cut of 30% if they were required to accept these benefits that many of them don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them may not need the benefits. Others might have a spouse and which also provides, whose employer provides the same benefits. There are all kinds of reasons that people might want more cash and fewer benefits.
Well, one of the things that when you walked up to a corporate a factory, a corporate installation 40 years ago, Diana, when you walked up to that business, the man mowing the yard was an employee, the man painting the wall was an employee, the lady receptionist was an employee, the man delivering the mail was an employee, etc. Now,
right.
all those jobs have been contracted out, subcontracted to a small business. This is one of the reasons small businesses have flourished in the last 30 years, is because of this kind of decentralization of jobs. This is good
right.
for our economy.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yes.
It's good for small business. So, folks, this is something to watch for. It's the Labor Department causing this problem, isn't it?
It really is, and they just issued these guidelines, and it shows how just regular regulation is just out of line.
Right.
What we need is something like Marco Rubio's regulatory budget.
Is this in place? I mean, is this something that the Labor Department is making these companies do? They have no appeal. I mean, no repeal.
Exactly, there's no appeal because they issued a guideline. That
yeah.
means since it's
yeah.
a guideline, not
yeah.
a rule with proposed comment. They have to do it right away. It's
wow.
in place, effective right now.
This is America, folks. Would you believe it?
Well, it's not America, but we want to bring America back.
We're going to talk about this after some more of this after these messages. Stay with us. Tintail, right back with Diana Fritschgott-Roth.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.